performance and perfection are not related to each other. There is a popular belief that a person who has good performance is perfect, and a person who is perfect has good performance. Welcome to Sane Philosophy. I am your host Anubhav, and in today's topic we are going to discuss why you should not wait for perfection. Yes, I am not sitting here to contradict that perfection is wrong and we should not strive to become perfect. That is complete stupid, because perfection really produces better results, good results. We all know life is all about striving for the best, but we are going to talk how waiting for perfection can have adverse effects. Suppose you wish to write a book or any other art, any other thing that interests you. Take example of that. Suppose you want to do that. You work on it and you compile, let's say, a half or a third of that part, the part of task. And now you review what you have written till now. And after evaluation, you find that the work you have done till now is not up to the mark. It now doesn't fulfill the demands of the perfectionist man or the perfectionist person that is present inside you. So now you decide to do that work again. You again do it, again evaluate it, and again you find that it's not up to the mark. If you go through this process again and again, redoing your work, re-evaluating it, this process will kill your desire, the desire to do that work. You will no more feel like doing it, and it's possible that you will leave it. So what you started, you won't finish it. The perfectionist personalities can be divided into two parts: excellence-seeking perfectionist and failure-avoiding perfectionist. In excellence-seeking perfectionism, the person holds high performance expectation from he himself as well as other people in his life, maybe his friends, family, relatives, or his allies. In failure-avoiding perfectionism, a person strives for perfection because he thinks that he will lose respect, which he will get from other people when he turns out to be perfect in a particular work or task. There are many more factors that divide these two types of perfectionism, but for the difference in result, the excellence-seeking perfectionism produces beneficial result, beneficial effects, and people with failure-avoiding perfectionism are more determined. It won't be wise, according to my topic, to pick which one is good in these two. But according to an experiment which was done by researchers, it was found that excellence-seeking perfectionism is far better than failure-avoiding perfectionism. There is a high chance that if a person runs for perfectionism and if he doesn't get it, if he is unable to fulfill his own hunger of perfectionism, he would develop stress, anxiety, and depression. And these are major causes for a variety of mental illness that people of modern age suffer from. So the best thing to be done is to manage perfectionist people and perfectionism. This managing is mainly for the companies who have a lot of employees working under them and who want good results from their employees and at the same time want to take care of mental health of their employees. I would like to sum up this episode with the precious teaching that Dronacharya gave to Arjun. Dronacharya said that a person who is striving for something in life will have two enemies. They are sleep and tiredness. He will also have two friends in that time. They are hard work and caution. Irrespective of who you are, whenever you aspire for something, you will have these two enemies and these two friends. And so it is you who has to win over these enemies and keep your friends' hard work and caution close to you like your allies. This will definitely take you to your goal. Thank you for listening. Do follow and subscribe Sane Philosophy. See you soon in next episode.